Please stand up for the gospel. The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. One of the Pharisees, a lawyer, in an attempt to trip Jesus up, asked him, "Teacher, which commandment of the law is the greatest?" Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with your whole heart, with your whole soul, with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments, the whole law is based, and the prophets as well." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. After we baptize the children, all of you have a candle. All of you have, you should have a candle. So after the baptism, one of you is going to go up, could be mom, dad, godparent, or godmother, to the big candle. You see next to Jose Luis Sanchez Arrillo, one of the modern Mexican saints. And you're going to be lighting that candle. Now, if you're not tall enough, okay, I'm just barely tall enough, about 5'9", I can reach it. And the symbolism there is very beautiful. That candle symbolizes Jesus Christ, who said, "I'm the light of the world." But also Jesus said, "You are the light of the world." And what it means is this: your parents and godparents have to give good example to your children. You have to give good example. And how are you going to do that? First of all, by practicing your faith. You have to practice your faith. Here's somewhat of a tricky question. What is the biggest religious group in the United States?
Probably Christianity.
What?
Christianity?
Okay, it's non-practicing Catholics.
Oh, okay.
Okay? Sad, isn't it? The biggest group are non-practicing Catholics. Biggest group in the Philippines? Non-practicing Catholics. Biggest group in Mexico? Non-practicing Catholics. Biggest group in Argentina? Non-practicing Catholics. It says a lot that they're baptized, made their first communion, confirmation, but then they don't practice their faith. There are many reasons. Materialism, consumerism, moral relativism. There's a lot of reasons. But I think one of the principal reasons is a lack of education. A lack of education. Now, I am a priest and I'm a teacher. I used to be a teacher before I was a priest, so I've been teaching for many years. Who are the primary teachers of the children?
Parents.
Yeah, the mom and dad. The godparents, they help out. Yeah, godparents have a role. But the primary teachers are the parents. So it's my obligation as a priest to teach you. To teach you. But it's your obligation to teach your children. So that's what the candle means, is that you're going to try to teach your children the whole meaning of following Jesus Christ in the Catholic faith. Is that clear?
Yes.
So that's the meaning, really, of lighting the candle. You have the candle, you light it. Okay, I want to be a light to that child. A light to the child. So in a few minutes, we're going to be having the bishop come to confirm a group of young people at 10 o'clock and another mass at 2 o'clock. So we have the bishop here confirming close to 200 of our young people. So I have to be relatively quick because the bishop is coming and the young people are going to be lining up. So it's a very beautiful day. And do any of you know the feast day that we celebrate today of the baptism of your children? I didn't think so, so I'll tell you. One of the greatest women Catholics in the history of the church. And today we celebrate the feast day of St. Catherine of Siena. So remember, the day that your child was baptized, St. Catherine of Siena. She speaks Spanish, Catalina. Catalina in Spanish, okay? And she was a great woman. She was one of 25 children. Her mom and dad had 25 children. And she was the last with her twin sister, no? No birth control back then, huh? Right? Okay. And she was a stigmatic. You know what that means? She had the wounds of Christ, like Padre Pio, like St. Francis.
Stigmata?
Yeah. But it was invisible until she died. Whereas the Padre Pio had it 50 years visible, and then after 50 years it disappeared. So St. Catherine of Siena, a great, great, possibly the greatest... the greatest person in the world in the 1400s. Okay? So remember, if you want to give your child a confirmation name, it might be Catalina, okay? Or Catherine, okay? In honor of this great, great saint. So Saint Catherine of Siena, pray for us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.